The call of Lent is to turn away from sin, to commit to prayer and devotion that will bring us closer to God as we prepare for the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. You know, it also calls us to a greater human kindness and a sense of charity to others. It begs us to realize that our sins are no less sinful than those others around us. In 1 Peter, we're asked to have such an intense love for one another that our love will cover a multitude of sins. But what do we mean by covering sin? First, it doesn't mean that we ignore sin, not at all. But if we have an attitude of forgiveness, we must ask ourselves if this is an offense that I should let go of. When someone offends us or sins against us, we have two choices: to overlook the offense or to address it. It doesn't make the offense any less a sin, but the Bible is asking us to overlook some sins against us, to cover them. It's not that we condone the sin or pretend that it doesn't exist, but in spite of failures and faults, we choose to love the offender, to refrain from judging them on this one offense, and not let this one indiscretion ruin our relationship. We can cover others by always assuming the best in everyone. And that means not gossiping and sharing their sins with others. Love covers bad decisions, selfish, stupid, shameful, unwise decisions. It doesn't lessen the sin, but in Christian charity, it gives them the benefit of the doubt and offers them a second chance. When Jesus confronted the adulterous woman, he didn't condemn her, as scribes and Pharisees did, demanding that she be stoned to death. On the contrary, he asked those without sin to cast the first stone. And when no one stepped up to cast a stone, Jesus covered her with love. He covered her sin with love. He acknowledged her sin and told her to go and sin no more. His was an attitude of forgiveness, the attitude that we should have too. This Lent, let's make an effort to be less judgmental, to be aware of our own sinfulness, and not to be so quick to point out the sins of others. How can we accomplish this? First, we need not to sweat the small stuff. We should always take a moment and ask ourselves, is this offense that I shouldn't just let go of and cover with love? This doesn't mean we ignore the sin, but if we must address it, do it privately, and do not discuss their sins with others. Secondly, we should assume the best in others. Let's try to give our family members, our friends, fellow workers, and people that we meet the benefit of the doubt and be more charitable in our judgment. Finally, after serious thought and reflection, decide to overlook it or address it. And if we do feel it necessary to address it, let's take a lead from Jesus and do it quietly, discreetly, and with great love. Lent is a time to reflect on our own sinfulness, on our own shortcomings, our own selfish, shameful, and unwise decisions. In doing so, we will become more charitable, less judgmental, and forgiving. Isn't that what Lent is all about? We can do this, my friends. That's my prayer today. This is Tony Agnese.